Tampa Bay's morning crew.
It's my theme song right there.
Talk about what happened on the boat this weekend.
Nope, 995 QYK. Well, here you go. Ice, ice, baby. The reason I'm playing that is I definitely need ice for three of my toes that I broke over the weekend.
Three
toes. I'm wearing a shoe right now, and it's very swollen.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I was trying to walk Petey yesterday, and it just wasn't happening. I'm walking down, just dragging my leg, because I couldn't, you know, when you start bending your arches on the... your toes. So what happened was I was climbing back into the boat, and when I did, it was slippery, obviously, because it was wet, and I just bent those toes back kind of like that and just... I just heard it, and it was over. And I was like, well, this is good. So, yeah, it was not good.
So I was reading here, and they say that you're supposed to
tape them
together. Yep. They all tape together?
Yep. Oh, right now? No, they're not all taped together.
Oh, man.
Well, you're supposed to hold them into place.
Listen, I don't want to fight with you, Lana. I'm just saying, I just don't have them taped right now. Okay, I will, though. I will.
Well, I was reading, and you might have to actually get surgery.
No, we're good. I trust me, I've done this before. We're okay.
You've broken three toes before?
Not three at the same time, but I've broken my toes before. Absolutely. But yeah, I just kind of slipped on the boat, and it was just, oh, man.
Ouch.
It will, yeah, anytime... you kind of like flex or anything like that, especially when you wake up and you're already sore from sleeping or whatever. Got up, absolute toes were crushed.
Oh, that's got to wake you up in the middle of the night. Like, you know, you move your toes, it hits the blanket or whatever. You're like, wakes you up.
I think we need to get you a boot.
A boot?
Ooh. That's what it says. You're supposed to wear one of those.
That's what
big
it says.
Boots.
You're okay. You know, and by the way, there's no information on the internet that could be false or a little overdone.
What says this?
Yeah. You know what they say. That's what Lana's doing
internet,
right now. Yeah.
WebMD. Here we go.
WebMD. Yeah. Uh-huh. Good
Let's
Lord.
Let's get him a boot.
No, we don't need a boot. We're good. Oh, but man, it was tough. And then on the way back, my boat overheats.
Oh, no.
And I'm sitting, I go, all right, great. So now my toe hurts and I'm ticked off about the boat. And what happened was the tide went down. Kind of a rookie move, but the reason it was, I knew the tide was going down, so we were going to get out of this little cove that we were in. And then the impeller, basically what that does, it sucks water up to cool off the engine, right? Because that's how it's water cooled. So anyway, what happened was there's a little screen on the pole underneath the boat that pulls the water in. And what it does, it's supposed to filter out like rocks going in. So it only sucks water. Like, it's like a strainer. Well, I looked under my boat when I pulled it out yesterday. That is not there.
Oh, no.
So it sucks something up there. And that is not going to be cheap. So pretty excited about that.
You got it insured?
What's that?
You got it insured?
Yeah. It's under warranty, too, but... yeah, it's good. But,
is it under warranty because the screen fell off? I mean,
no, but if you do that, I don't know how they're going to treat that. So I'm going to call them today. But so three broken toes, overheated boat.
Boy.
What a weekend.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah. And then I had to clean it yesterday.
Oh, that's
and,
a fun time.
While hobbling around, they're like, the guys that worked at the boat yard are like, hey, are you all right? I'm like, because I'm always there cleaning it. And he's like, I go, yeah, I just broke three toes yesterday. It was a pretty good day. But anyway, yeah.
Pretty good day.
Yeah. At least it wasn't four.
Oh, man.
Anyway, some good news, though, that happened on the boat. This is insane. Someone had a baby on their boat this weekend in Clearwater. I'm going to tell you about it coming
up next.
This is crazy. I feel good story after this. And I feel good story right now at 995 QYK. Shout out to Clearwater where this happened. All right, so the 4th of July started very normal for Tampa Bay's Amber and John. And they said, okay, we're going to go out on the boat today. Going to have a great time. It's a tradition that we do every year.
Take a nice little boat ride.
Well, Amber's pregnant. And 30 minutes into the ride, she started feeling contractions.
Turn the boat around.
Right. So John tried to remain calm. Put the boat in gear, hoping to get back to the dock, but Mother Nature kicked in, and he called 911 so the medics could meet him at the dock. However, baby Aiden did not want to wait. He started seeing his head. He goes, this is what he said. I started seeing his head. I told them, here comes the head. You guys have to get down here. Which I would totally not be that calm. Then John stopped the boat on the sand at Courtney Campbell Causeway right there on the beach. Well, 30 minutes later, according to Amber and John, he was born.
Little baby Aiden.
Less than 30 minutes away. This is so funny. This clip that he's talking about, how excited he was, it's great. Here he is, right here.
There was just a lot going on. I'm like, okay, got my wife going into labor.
2 minute contractions. I gotta get through this storm. I gotta get back to the dock. Here comes a head, and I'm like, guy, you gotta get down here.
John stopped on the sand at the Courtney Campbell Beach, where medics Kenny Schweitzer and Tyler Whitfield were waiting to help.
I got to cut the cord on the boat. It was awesome.
I got to cut the cord on the boat. It was a blast.
Cut the cord on the boat with what?
With a fishing knife.
With a fishing knife or something?
Man.
Oh, my gosh.
Insane. Amber is doing well. She says it's the easiest delivery she's ever had. She goes, but I would never do it again.
Yeah,
that's got to be uncomfortable.
30 minutes. Yeah, on a boat. Oh, poor woman.
I know, but that was a great, I feel good story. Mom and baby are doing great. Hey, Kev, were you pretty calm during... When your wife started having contractions, or did you go, uh-oh? Probably in the first one, you freaked out more, right?
Oh, no question. Well, the second one, yeah, and that ended up being a C-section, so Jake was a C-section. We knew it going in, so right. I was a lot more calmer. I knew what to expect, but the first one was kind of like a rush, and I was freaking out.
Imagine being on a boat.
I know.
And pulling up to a beach and hoping that some medics are going to, meet you there.
Were you guys at home? When she went had started going into labor?
No, we went in for a scheduled appointment, and they were like, we think that she's ready to come, so you guys need to head to the hospital tonight. And then they actually, did the contractions for her. They, they can start them for you.
Wow.
So that's what happened. Because I remember the whole day, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's really going to happen. Wow. Yeah.
Did you cut the cord?
No, because it was a C-section. I wasn't about to
even... But even on your first, though?
No, she was an emergency C-section.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So, and I wasn't about to look at all that.
Too much.
Forget it.
Too much.
Forget it.
Very cool. Well, big shout out to Amber and John. Congratulations on your new little one. Little 4th of July baby, too. All right. Chris Jansen, buy me a boat on 995 QIK. Very fitting. Well, we love doing this. We love honoring our military in our community right here. It's 995 QIK Military Monday. So we got Victoria on the phone right now. And Victoria, you want to nominate your husband, right?
Yes.
All right. So what's your husband's name?
Brett.
Now tell us all about Brett.
He is a staff sergeant in the Marine Corps. He's been in for about 11 years, a little over 11 years. And he's just the most selfless man that I've ever met. He puts his family and his friends, way above himself. He's been deployed. He missed our 1 year anniversary, actually, while he was deployed serving the country. So, he just goes above and beyond for everybody else.
And you don't realize that, not having your husband there on your anniversary because he's over serving our country. I mean, our hats have to go off to you as well, Victoria, because that is a sacrifice that you have to make as well.
Yeah, I mean, it was hard for sure, but, the reward was worth the risk, I guess. So.
Wow, I love your attitude about that. That is so great. Now, when he's deployed, are you able to stay in contact with him?
It depends on where he goes. This last deployment, we were able to keep in pretty good contact. And he even found ways to kind of show me that he can. It's funny. He sent me 3 pounds of little chocolate coins with his face on them. So, while he was gone.
Wow.
So, it took me a while to finish those. But even just those little things definitely helped.
Well, listen, Victoria, you have to give Brett our love and our thanks, and we appreciate you nominating him for our Military Monday, and thanks for everything you do as well.
Of course. Thank you so much. I love listening to you guys in the morning, so I appreciate you honoring my husband as well.
It is our absolute pleasure. Have a great day.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Time to find out what's happening in the world of dating with the Second Date Update on 99.5 QIK.
All right, brand new 7:15 Second Date Update to start the week off. Hopefully you had a great 4th of July weekend. We're going to try to make love happen right now. It's 99.5 QIK. We've got Jeremy on the phone. Good morning, Jeremy. How are you?
Hey, good morning, y'all. How you doing?
Good. You have a good 4th of July?
Oh, yeah. No, it was great.
All right, cool, man. Great. Let's see if we can help you out with your dating life a little bit. Tell us about this girl, Kara, that you wrote us about.
Okay, so Kara, we went on a couple dates.
Oh, nice.
And look, I think she's a great girl, and the dates went great. I thought we had dinner, we hung out, and she invited me to her friend's birthday. Like, we had two dates and to a pool party.
That's a good sign.
And I was excited. Oh, yeah, I thought so. Like, it's a good sign because, look, meet the friends, people I care about, is it someone I care about? I'm like, okay, this is like a bright future, like already, moving fast, but I didn't mind. And so I go to this pool party, and I talk to everybody. I'm pretty outgoing, but I don't try to overdo it. I talk to people. I was friendly. And like I met her friends and they seemed to like me, I thought. And now, I mean, I'm getting like one word text back from her. Like she says she's busy, making all these excuses. And like just we haven't seen each other since the pool party.
Yeah, I mean, you're fired up on a Monday, Jeremy. I mean, you really thought about this. And I don't,
right.
And like you said, you're not afraid to talk to anybody. I totally believe that that's true and that you are outgoing because you sound like it. Well, the fact that you went to her friend's house is a good sign. Obviously, she's introducing you to her friends, and that means the first two dates went well. So I don't really have a question about those, but what about the barbecue? Like, did you get along with their friends? What was that all about?
I mean, I'm trying to remember. Like, I didn't... I mean... I was very cordial. I was very nice, and you know, and I mean, just you know, complimenting her, of course, because they're her friends, and they love her. So I thought I made a good impression, you know. And like, my mama taught me well, and that's what I'm doing, you know.
And how did the night end? I mean, how did the pool party end? Did you guys have a good?
When you parted ways, was it on a positive note?
Yeah, that's it. Like it just kind of. I mean, after the party, it was kind of like a see ya. I'm like, oh, okay, you know. And
yeah.
We'd you know, talk about it or like have another date, but it's
something
gone.
Happened at the pool party. I'm thinking,
I lost
something. Something got lost in translation. I don't know what to do.
Okay, well, here's what we can do for you. We're gonna try to call Kara for you, and we'll see if we can get some answers, man. Like I said, the first two dates must have gone well if she brought you around her friends to a pool party. So that's always a good sign. So let me put you on hold. We'll try to call her. Okay.
Hey, thank you very much.
All right, hang on. Well, we are right in the middle of a 7:15 second date update. Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK. JR and Lana here. All right, Lana, first impressions of Jeremy.
Well, he's very outgoing. I think that he probably made a great impression on her friends. Maybe the only thing I could say is maybe too outgoing a little bit.
Yeah, he seemed pretty jacked up.
Yeah.
But we want to see. But not in a bad way. He was a nice guy.
Yeah.
So what's interesting about this is not just a first date. They've gone on two dates, and he's been invited to a pool party barbecue to go hang out with her friends.
So that's a good sign. So there was something. I mean, when you say, hey, come around my friends, that's a sign that she really likes him. So something happened at the pool party. I don't know.
Well, let's try to call Kara and see if we can get her on the phone.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Kara?
Yeah.
Hi, Kara. Happy Monday to you. This is JR and Lana from 99.5 QIK.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Kara.
Have you heard of our show before?
I have.
Okay, so maybe you've heard us do something called a 7:15 second date update. We talk to people about dates they went on.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, this would be one of those times.
Oh my
we want to see if it would be okay if we talk to you on the air just for a little bit about, actually, about a guy you've been on a few dates with. Do you think you know who we're talking about?
Yep.
Jeremy?
Yes.
Okay. Some giggling.
Jeremy.
Well, it sounds like you guys had a good couple of dates, and then you brought him to a pool party. What happened?
Well, we did. Like, we really got along, and I really liked him, and... He kind of embarrassed me a little bit at the party.
What did he say something to your friends or?
No, like there wasn't any drama or anything. I don't want to really put it out there.
Okay. Well, I will tell you this. It's totally up to you what you want to do, but I will tell you this. He called us. That's how we got your phone number. He wants to know. Like, he's very confused. He just kind of was looking for some answers. So I don't think he'll be worried about you sharing what's going on.
Or upset, yeah.
He really wants to know.
He kind of made people feel really uncomfortable.
Well, can you kind of give us a hint of how?
Oh, I don't want to say. Okay.
I mean, he wants to know.
He showed up in a Speedo.
What? A Speedo?
Speedo.
At a backyard party?
Yeah, it was people you're meeting for the first time.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
How did he look in that there Speedo?
What's that?
He was just letting it all hang out. Didn't even faze him.
Goodness. I mean, I've never worn a Speedo, but I think it's one thing to do it like at the beach, which is still not my thing, but I understand that a little bit more.
In your own backyard?
But it wasn't his backyard.
Right.
He went to her friend's backyard and did it.
A first time meeting her friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he wanted to try to impress them.
Well,
and I think he went overboard a little bit.
Maybe. I don't know. So that's what made people feel uncomfortable?
Yeah. Like, he's really outgoing, and he you know, he's
so.
Making friends and everything, but they're all really uncomfortable talking to him.
And that wasn't the kind of pool party this was. Most of the guys were wearing board shorts.
What kind of pool party would that be, Lana?
Is anybody else wearing a Speedo, or is it just him?
Oh, that's a good point.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, we actually have Jeremy on the phone with us, and we want to bring him back on, Kara. Jeremy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so...
hey, Kara.
Hey, were you wearing a Speedo?
Well, yes, I was, yeah. I mean, that I'm shocked to hear all this. I mean, this is... You're not calling me back because of a bathing suit? Because of what I wore to a pool party? Like, I got that straight?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it made everybody really uncomfortable. I just don't know how I can really bring you around my friends again after what they've seen.
Wow. I've said nothing offensive. I was telling jokes. I mean, good food. I mean, I was complimenting everybody. Like, I don't know. I was on my best behavior. And just because of what I was wearing? Like what I was wearing.
Yeah. I mean, what if I showed up at, like, a family barbecue, meeting your family for the first time and your friends for the first time, and it's really bitsy-bitsy teeny-weeny bikini with everything showing?
I mean, if that's how you feel comfortable, like, socializing, I mean, like, I want you to be, man, we just have a different philosophy. Like, if that's how you feel, like, that's your best self you're putting out there for everybody, I mean, I'm not going
to say,
like, don't
be yourself.
I don't
want to make everybody uncomfortable. I mean, nobody can unsee that.
listen, like, okay, hold on. Like, Carol, like, you know, I'm in the fitness industry, okay? And, like, I mean, I swam in high school. You know, I did that, and I got used to, like, the Speedo bathing suit. But, you know, it's hot outside, for one, and, like, I don't like tan lines, too. Like, I want to make sure that I'm, you know, don't have, like, a whole big, you know, pale thigh or something. Like, you know, the board shorts people, they're going to have some of that going on.
Yeah, I got that.
And that's just not, right? But it's like, that's not me. Okay. And I guess I'm comfortable. Like, if I'm outside, you know, grilling and I'm there and I'm meeting people, like, it's just how I feel comfortable. I mean, I don't know. It's like you're talking about what I'm wearing, like the fashion of what I'm wearing. Like, I feel like that's kind of shallow.
Let me ask you something, Kara. You had two great dates with them to bring them around your friends.
Yeah.
We're talking about a wardrobe thing going on right here. I understand what you're saying, but can we focus on the fact that he was a good guy in the first two dates and you guys had fun and obviously some kind of connection? What about, you know, now that you've talked about this, maybe he makes a different decision next time. Maybe you don't do a pool party, but what about going on another date? Can you?
I don't know. I just don't know how I can, like, bring him around my friends ever again after they've seen all that.
I mean, think about it, JR. Wow. We live here in Tampa. There's going to be a lot of times he's going to be in that swimsuit. And if that makes her uncomfortable, whether it's the beach or another pool party or something, he obviously wears those types of suits.
I don't
mind
that at all.
I mean, is this really going to be a deal breaker for you, though, Kara?
Yeah. I don't have nothing to do with that kind of swimsuit. I mean, it doesn't, yeah.
Honestly, I think that's ridiculous. I don't know. That's, wow. I mean, it's my body, it's who I am, and, like, again, like, it is my profession. Like, I get people in shape. I'm trying to, like, also show that this is me in shape, you know? Like, that's, if people ask me, too. Like, that's how I get business, too. Like, I mean, I'm not looking at, you know, meet people and get new clients, but, you know, I'll tell you what, if someone comes up and asks me, like, you know, hey, how you get like that? I'm like, well, I have a plan. Like, it's my profession. Like,
where'd you get that speed?
You know, that's what I do.
I guess I just like somebody a little more modest and rough around the edges.
All right. Well, listen, Jeremy, I'm sorry we couldn't give you the answer you wanted, which is obviously another date, but I'm glad you're so confident in yourself because someone will appreciate it. Someone will not mind this. So I don't think, you know, you're out of luck when it comes to the dating world. I just think it's not for Kara. So, hey, man, I appreciate you reaching out to us. Do you, man. Kara, thanks for coming on with us. You guys have a great day, okay?
Thanks.
All right, yeah, you as well.
All right, take care. I mean, Lana. If your boyfriend showed up at a party with a Speedo on, I understand it's just a wardrobe thing, but I thought she made a good point in saying, what if I showed up in like a little small bikini in front of your friends who didn't know him?
Well, I mean, I don't mean to be mean, but, you know, your friends are going to tease you. You know, they're going to talk about it behind your boyfriend or your girlfriend's back. Yeah. We know that that's what people are going to do, and then that just makes you feel bad, so...
It was just like she said, we can't unsee that.
We can't unsee that.
You know, and that kind of happened at the QYK pool party when Kevin was there. He right. showed up with a Speedo on, which we appreciate. It said QYK right on the front of it, which I thought was great marketing on his point.
I was really hoping you would have forgotten about that.
No, man. You can't unsee it. I'll tell you that right now.
<That's true. laughs>
I'm just kidding. All right. What do you think? Would this be a deal breaker for you? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. It's 995 QYK. Tim Bates, Morning Crew, 995 QYK. Thanks for waking up with us. JR, Lana here, Kevin here as well. And we are talking about our 715 second date update we just had between Kara and Jeremy. Now, Jeremy and Kara went on a couple dates, and then she said, hey, I want to invite you over to my friend's pool party, barbecue, whatnot. We're just going to be hanging out.
So that's a good sign. Things were going well. She liked him. He liked her.
And wanted him to meet her friends.
Mm-hmm.
She said people felt uncomfortable at the barbecue because he showed up in a Speedo. Which would have shocked me.
I would have been a little embarrassed.
You're like, oh, that's him.
Yep.
You know?
Hi.
And he said, listen, I'm into fitness. I like wearing Speedos. Not a big deal. And I know we're talking about Speedos on a Monday morning.
Sounds like he's got a good body.
That's what he said. So it was very interesting. But she said, you know, I just can't get over it. I can't unsee that. I'm good. She tapped out on that one and said, you know, I don't know how I'd bring you around my friends anymore.
Well,
which just might have been a little harsh.
Traveling in the future, going to places, public pools and beaches. Yeah, it's going to be a thing for the rest of her life.
I guess so. All right, you got Debbie in Tampa right now. Debbie, what'd you think about this?
I thought more power to him. My husband and I are both fitness instructors as well. I totally get it. And, you know, it's free advertising, and if he's got the body, I'm sorry that she didn't feel comfortable with it, but more power to him.
Yeah, you know what? Absolutely takes a lot of guts to definitely do that.
But she's right.
She is right, but also, is it weird, though, that, I mean, it'd be one thing if they've been dating for a while, but the first time he's meeting her friends, do you think that's strange?
Maybe he should have brought an extra pair of shorts, maybe a little bit shorter, not so much, you know, knee length, but just in case as a backup plan.
Right.
But I wouldn't have been offended. I would have, you know, admired and congratulated her for a job well done.
There you go. Well, I appreciate you calling. Have a great day.
Absolutely. You too. Yeah. Bye.
I mean, listen, Speedos have a bad stigma. It's not me. I wouldn't do it.
But like she said, I mean, if you've got a smoking hot body and you can pull it off, I mean, he's not going to back down for anybody. He's not afraid. So just do it.
So you're obligated to wear a Speedo if you have a smoking hot body?
Well, no, but if you're like a fitting into fitness and that, you probably want to.
Thank God I'm not. All right, coming up, we're going to play for Universal Tickets. You want to play? We're going to play our game called Know the Universe. It's coming up right now. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. We'll take the first caller. All right, George in Clearwater right now playing our game called Know the Universe for Universal Tickets. This is exciting, though, George. You can finally give away some theme park tickets.
I know.
So it's going to be a good time there. All right, here's what we're going to do, though. We are going to give you a question about the planets and our universe, and we'll see if you can get it correct, okay? You got to get 2 out of 3.
Okay.
All right, here we go. You feel confident?
For the record, I told JR that this is going to be too hard.
No, so. You're underestimating. You're underestimating. George is a smart guy. Okay, I can feel it. All right, George, here we go.
All right, now that Pluto is no longer included, how many planets are there in the solar system?
Oh, God. 10? 10 or 12?
That's a lot.
That's what I said.
I couldn't believe it.
It's not correct.
It's not correct. It actually is 8. The answer is 8.
Okay.
There was nine planets. Pluto's gone. I can't believe that's crazy. I thought that was whatever. We won't judge him. Gone. Next question.
All right. What planet is nicknamed the Red Planet?
Come on. You got this.
Oh.
Women are from Venus.
Uranus. Venus? I don't know.
Hey, remember that book, Men Are From Blank, Women Are From Venus?
No.
I was trying to help him out.
How long ago was that book from?
It's not that long ago. Here's the next hint I have for you. There's a movie about this planet attacking. What's the strangest planet? People will go, you're so crazy, what are you from?
Mars.
Hey, that is the Red Planet. Not one hit at all.
I told you this is going to be too hard.
I love it, though. It's great.
All right. Last one. What is the brightest planet in the night sky?
All right, give them a multiple choice on this.
All right, the multiple choice is Earth.
Okay.
Neptune and Venus.
Earth, Neptune, or Venus?
She said Venus.
What is the brightest planet in the night sky?
A lot of emphasis on that last one.
Say it one more time.
Earth, Neptune, and Venus.
I'm gonna go with Venus.
Yeah.
We didn't know we were gonna make it, but we did. George, you got Universal tickets, man. Congratulations.
Yes. How many tickets were they?
We got two tickets. You can go to Universal Orlando, plus you can use them to go to Islands of Adventure as well. Two tickets, and we're throwing in a parking pass for you.
Yeah, and there's 8 planets. Just remember that, okay?
All right, 8 planets. I got it.
Hang on for me.
All right, thank you.
They're doing another song together, aren't they?
They are.
They are. Another number one for Gwen, maybe?
Probably.
On the country charts? Very, very cool. All right, let's jump in right now. Here we go.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Cruise Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Well, congratulations to Luke Bryan. He has now another number one song with One Margarita, went number one over the holiday weekend. Guess how many number one songs he now has?
Ooh, it's got to be in the 20s, right?
26 number ones.
Yeah. Well, that's more than how many planets we have, because you were a little confused on how many planets we had. So you said 12, so that's good.
26 number ones for Luke Bryan. He started in 2006, so he's only been around for around 14 years. New album, Born Here, Live Here, Die Here, will be out on August the 7th. All right, Maren Morris, she deleted a couple of her photos of her son after being mom-shamed on social media. I don't know if you saw this last week, but she and her son were on a floaty, and they were in the ocean, and she wanted to get a picture of her and her son on the ocean, and she posted it on Facebook. Really, really cute picture. Well, everybody was like, you don't have a life vest on your kid.
Oh my gosh.
Why, you're being a bad mom for putting him on a floaty in the ocean. And she's like, it was in a foot of water. There was a bunch of people there. I just wanted a cute picture of me. And
leave the girl alone, man. She's a new mom. She's having fun. She's not endangering her child.
No, she said, she's like, you know, I guess I'm just going to stop posting pictures of her son, Hayes. She's like, because I am who I am. And she's like, unfortunately, people are going to criticize me no matter what I do because I'm in the spotlight. So she's like, I'm just going to stop posting pictures. So
that's too bad.
Yeah. Kacey Musgraves and her husband, Rustin Kelly, have called it quits after 2 years of marriage. The decision that comes after a very long time. They said they tried to do the best that they can, but it just simply did not work out. They tied the knot in 2006, or they met in 2016, and then they married a year later in Tennessee.
Well, she asked me to wait for her, so I guess this is what she meant.
Oh, this could be it for you, JR.
I mean, Kevin, how do you like my chances?
0%.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You.
All right, go on.
All right, Chris Young just released a brand new single with a very uplifting, positive message. The song is called If That Ain't God, and here's what he has to say about it.
My new song, If That Ain't God, is just a really uplifting, positive message. It's a beautiful song. The very first time I heard it, I knew I wanted to get it out as soon as possible. Whatever you're going through, listen to this one, and I hope it brightens your day.
And here's a clip of that new single.
If that ain't God.
Single from Chris's upcoming Raised on Country album. No word when that is going to actually be released yet.
Definitely going to be a lot of uplifting songs coming out of Nashville. It's just the times. People are being inspired by that, especially with COVID and whatnot and what's going on in the world. So just be ready. But I like Chris Young. I like that he did that. It's a good song.
Right. And speaking of uplifting songs, Jake Owen posted a video of himself performing a new song called Things I Take for Granted over the weekend. And judging by the comments, I think people are going to want him to release this as well. Take a listen.
Like Joe Diffie on the radio, windows down an old dirt road, sitting in church on Sundays, those margarita Mondays. Hanging with the boys out on the lake where the good times go, for goodness sake. I'm thanking God for second chances and the things I take for granted.
Nice. I like it.
Well, you know what was really nice is the video that he posted. Jake's got blonde hair. It's like he has a little bit of blonde on the top of
his head. Oh, man, that is
nice.
Always
looking good, Jake Owen.
We got to rush and check that out immediately.
I would.
Yeah, I know. You did, probably.
He looks really, really good in the video. So I'm just saying for Jake Owen fans out there. All right, that is your Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
We got something pretty cool this afternoon, too, don't we?
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Rascal Flatts.
I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah, Rascal Flatts, you know, they are saying goodbye after 20 years, and we've got our mini concert this afternoon at 4 o'clock, so make sure you join us for one of the probably last concerts from Rascal Flatts. Yeah, very, very big deal here on 99.5 QIK.
Kevin, what's your favorite Rascal song that we play?
It's probably These Days.
Okay, let's do it. You're back. We missed you. You deserve it.
Okay.
All right.
I really like this song.
All right, here we go. Rascal Flatts right now, These Days on 99.5 QYK. Well, football is king in the South. As we know, it's 99.5 QYK, but this story is insane. Now, they are downplaying this. All these schools are downplaying this, saying they're not really talking about it. But a story came out with some sources close to, like, Clemson University, Alabama University. They're proposing herd immunity. Now, here's what that is. Getting the team together, having them be around each other, and they all getting COVID so they can all get over it together, and then they become immune to each other.
Sounds like a great idea.
That's crazy to
Why?
Me.
Why?
Well, listen, obviously the survival rate. A lot of these athletes are in the best shapes of their life. They're 17 to 21 years old or whatever. And they're saying that that's why it would be safer for them to do it and just get it over. But this is all driven by the cash flow that football brings a school, big time, because they want to have, and of course we want to have them, but I feel like that's endangering students.
Well, that is, yes, it is.
So where's a great idea, Lana?
I'm just saying, you know what, I've said it myself. I wish I would just get it and get it over with so I could stop stressing about it.
Right.
That's all.
No, I hear you. They said that multiple football players and other athletes have said they'd like to get the virus now, just like you said, so they don't have to worry about it missing games in the fall. They think that Yahoo Sports team said that largely early summer outbreaks could be at a competitive advantage come September, meaning they'd have it and then they wouldn't miss any games come September. And Clemson, and the reason why this all got going is Clemson rolled out their practice schedule despite having 37 guys test positive for COVID-19. I think it's a crazy idea. I don't necessarily think I wouldn't. God, I don't want to say consider it, but I just.
You can't make you. I mean, you can a school or a coach or a team. You can't make somebody go and do this because you don't know how you're going to respond to this virus. There are so many people. Right. I know people that are in the hospital, and then I know people who had no symptoms.
Sure,
you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's really strange to me. I mean, don't you think that... Does that sound... I couldn't wait to talk about it with Kevin, because it's just like, I understand what they're doing, but that's risky. And they're saying, listen, they have all those guys' medical records. They know if they have any pre-existing conditions, all that. But it's still... Mm-hmm. When there's not a vaccine for it, I feel like, okay, you can't be risking these guys' lives for this.
Yeah, it's... this is not a good idea at all.
That was crazy. I thought it was nuts.
No, this is ridiculous, so...
All right, I want to know if you guys think it's a good idea. Hit us up, 800-992-1099. It's called Herd Immunity, 800-992-1099. Hit us up. Well, I threw down a challenge to Lana, and she came through in a huge way. 99.5 QYK, it's Tampa Bay's morning crew. Kevin, you were on vacation on Thursday, but yes. Before I let her go home, I said, you got to pay up on your bet, because this all started when we were talking about introduction. Well, we were talking about Kevin not being here, and we talked about you and some other things that you used to do and awards that you did as growing up, and you told me you did gymnastics all the way up to college.
Yes, I did.
And I was like, that's fantastic. I didn't even know that about you, Lana. Well, I said, do you think you could still do a back handspring? And you said, yeah, I probably could do it. And so I said, okay, there's the challenge. If you say you could do it, let's see if you can back it up. All right. Well, she was nervous. There was excuses all
after
week long.
Excuse.
After excuse. Even up to the point where we walk out, she goes, I think the grass is too long out here for me to do it.
It was really long.
And I was like, what? So we had Tom in our promotions department out there. Our boss happened to be in his car looking at us going, what are you guys doing? Like, you're going to hurt somebody on my staff. Well, Lana said, I said, Lana, just go for it. You got this. I will sit here and spot you. I'll make sure you don't fall on your head. Ladies and gentlemen, she pulled it off in flying colors.
That's right. That's
right. Hadn't done anything like this in 20 years.
That's got at least.
I mean, that was impressive.
Yeah.
And when you went for it, because like the first couple of times when you were just doing the bend, you can see us kind of like how you're trying to line it up. You were not committed. But then you said, I'm going for it.
Well, I had one shot, and that was it.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do? I found it. I'm going to pin it to the top of our page right now.
Okay.
Have you seen it yet, Kevin?
I have not.
Okay, I'm going to pin it right now. But so you guys can go to our Facebook page. You can pin it. A lot of people were commenting on it. But I was like, that is awesome that you pulled that off.
I can't believe I did. So, and I wasn't too sore the next day. I figured I was going to be really, really sore, but I was okay. So I did, like, have a few practice. I didn't do that. Like, I practiced a little bit on Monday, but that was it. And this was 4 days later, so I went for it.
It was great. I loved it. All right, put it on the top of our Facebook page right now. You can check it out. But Lana, you came through on the challenge.
So, now we were walking back inside the building after I did my back handspring. And Jer's like, yeah, I could probably do a back flip. And he goes, I can do it off of, I have to have a park bench, though. And I just happened to look over, and there was a park bench right there at our building. So I'm like, you said you could do a back flip off of a park bench. Mm-hmm. And then Travis was there, and he's like, can you guys please stop betting each other all these different acrobats? Yeah,
for the best.
Well, and then, you know, blessing in disguise, I broke three toes this weekend. So there's no way it's happening now.
Do it, yeah.
Yeah, I was so excited to tell Lana
that. Let me see your toes.
Oh, I'll show you my foot. It's completely swollen. It's out of control.
Okay, when they heal up, you said you could do it off of a park bench.
Look at that. Look at it right here. Look at this foot. Look at this picture. See on one side is completely swollen.
I see no swelling.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I think he's faking it.
Yeah. Limping around is not fun.
You're gonna let a girl show you up?
Show me up? I encourage you. Watch the video on our Facebook page and see who's more excited about it, me or her.
You're pretty excited.
Oh, I just watched out. It. You're... I'm flipping out. I was so bummed that she was alive. One and two, that she pulled it off.
But by the way, Lana, it looks amazing.
That's
you
what
did
I'm saying.
Great. Yeah,
thank you.
You did.
It was 20 years of spotting and help.
We couldn't believe it. Someone that hasn't done it for 20 years. Pulling that off was fantastic. So congrats to you. All the props to you.
That was great. By the way, that grass is long.
I told you.
It is.
Oh, you know he gets real bothered when he goes home and his grass is long.
That's
so
right.
Be ready for him to show up tomorrow with a lawnmower. We love giving you a little I Feel Good story every morning. It's 99.5 QIK. JR, Lana, Kevin here. All right, Lana, what you got for me right now?
Well, a few years ago, Rodney Smith Jr. helped an elderly man who was struggling to mow his yard in Alabama. And it started a movement. He decided to mow grass for free for the elderly the disabled, single parents, veterans. And so he turned this good deed into a nonprofit. He also created the 50-Yard Challenge. He's encouraging young people to mow 50 lawns for those who need help in their community and do it for free. And now a pair of teenage brothers in Michigan, they've stepped up to the challenge, and they're going to all meet. They've mowed 51 since April, all for free.
All for free for veterans, elderly, disabled.
People that can't mow their own grass. Right. And these guys are, you know, this guy was in Alabama. We all know how hot it is.
Sure.
Kevin knows how hot it is to, when you mow your grass in this heat. So
it's tough.
It's therapeutic for him, though, I think.
It is, but when that humidity gets up, you got to take breaks. I mean, that's the key to that whole thing. You got to take a couple breaks.
You got one of them ride-alongs?
I do not.
You don't have anyone to ride along?
I wish I had one. I'd be done with the grass in about 10 minutes.
Might as well get yourself a deer out there. Mow that lawn up, man.
I need a John Deere. That would be great.
All right, we're all going to pitch
in. Kevin, you mow your grass and then go mow a couple neighbors in your neighborhood, too, that need help.
50-yard challenge.
50-mow challenge, yeah.
I can do my yard. There's like one plant. Maybe a little bit of grass.
But I love this.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's an I Feel Good story for sure. Way to go, gentlemen. I love it. Here's Scotty McCreary in between. Thanks for having us on. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew on 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. Kevin on vacation last week. Lana was filling in for Trending in Tampa Bay, but now he is back. So this is what we're going to do. We are going live to CMA veteran, CMA award-winning veteran broadcaster. Kevin, What you got in trending in Tampa Bay?
Starting tomorrow, the Florida Department of Health in Pinellas County will start offering back-to-school clinic services for the upcoming school year, and it's all for free. The services will include school and sports physicals, well child exams, vision screenings, and immunizations will be available at no cost until August the 11th for students entering kindergarten through the 12th grade in Pinellas County. A parent or legal guardian must bring the child's immunization and medical records and be present in order for the child to receive the services and must make an appointment in advance. Clinics will be open at the following schools from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Monday through Thursday. Pinellas Park High School, Gibbs High School, and Boca Ciega High School. So free, you know, you get some free immunizations plus some physicals for kids going back to school in Pinellas County. Governor Ron DeSantis approved a plan that will see Florida spend at least $738 million over the next 5 years on three new toll road projects. Those plans include spending $382 million for engineering and planning consultants and $40 million acquiring land along the road's paths. It does not include the cost of building the roads, which is supposed to start in 2022 with a price tag in the tens of billions of dollars.
What? Jeez.
Billions.
And we're going to pay for that.
Yep.
And then we're going to pay for it again on the toll road.
So if the roads are built, one road would link Polk County and Collier County. The other one would extend the Suncoast Parkway to the Georgia border. And a third would link the Florida Turnpike to the Suncoast Parkway.
Wow.
Ace Ventura's Ray Finkel was called from Collier County.
That is correct.
That's 100% right, if you are wondering at home.
That is right. So we'll see if this even happens. You never know. This may not even happen. The St.
This may not even happen. He's already given up on the story.
Well, I mean, it's tens of billions.
I know.
People may go, no, forget it. The St. Pete Pier opens at 5 p.m. today to the public, but you will need a reservation to visit. Go to stpetepier.org, and you can pick a day and time you plan on visiting. That only runs through this coming Sunday.
So, I moved here in February, but this has been a long-anticipated thing, right?
Years.
Okay, so this is a big deal.
Yeah.
This is a huge deal. They tore it down. I mean, how long has it been? Eight?
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
So, that's cool. I gotta check it out.
There's parking on the approach to the pier and at the Dolphin and Pelican lots. They have pay stations. The pier has a splash pad, a playground, live music every day at 5 p.m., shops and places to eat. There's also a Tampa Bay Watch Discovery Center, which tells the story of Tampa Bay and its unique ecosystem. You'll also be able to fish from the pier. At the very tip of the pier, you'll find a fishing deck, a bait shop, and fish cleaning stations. Wow. So that's great. You get the fish off the pier.
But there isn't any boats, docks, right? I don't think you need your boat.
I don't believe so. It didn't say that in the story I saw.
Well, Alan travels by boat a lot.
I know.
Anyway.
And finally, the NHL and the NHL Players Association have finalized the protocols for the rest of the hockey season to continue. The remainder of the season will be played in Canada, in Toronto and Edmonton. The NHL is looking for a July 13th start date for training camps, with games beginning by August the 1st. The Eastern Conference teams, which includes the Tampa Bay Lightning, will play in Toronto, and the Western Conference teams will play in Edmonton. The 24 team playoff tournament will finish with a Stanley Cup final in Edmonton. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. What's my phrase?
Well, you lost it.
This one's in the books.
Yes, sir.
Hey, when you're on vacation, you lose some things. I lost that.
I was on vacation.
Yes, sir. What's the rest?
We gave you one job.
I know, and I messed it up.
I thought it was great.
That was awesome. Thanks, Kev. That's great. Award-winning broadcaster. CMA award-winning. Kevin.
Yep.